Again, all those that are coming Thursday night, especially the ones that are going by car, should make sure that they have a full car. You know, make sure that you have a full car, because this way we'll make sure there's enough room on the bus for everybody. Everyone should have a car, should go with, should go with a full car. We're up to page 12, the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen quotes a minute from the Sholel that they started the meal at the end of the day and they had Rosh Hashanah the Belayla. The question is there a time for that minute or not? So he says, there's a whole discussion here. So he writes very simple. We'll look at the last word on the line is Mishum. Keep going down. The last word on the line is Mishum. The Niratam Ladovar Mishum Debar Basar Shacharis Sarach Shihoi Bekriyas Megillah. Became that way because just practically people were so busy in the morning with listening to the Megillah and giving Shalach Manos and things like that. So as you know, Purim is a very busy, Purim is like a very pressurized day in a certain sense. Because it's very, there's one day, especially this year, it's a Friday, it's like very packed. You know, you gotta get your act together, you gotta get things done. So the Suda, there wasn't time to eat the Suda earlier, so that's why they started at the end of the day, and then that's where it came about. So really, this is not so good, because Lamaisa Purim is supposed to be you make Simcha Mishkan. And if you're just eating 5 minutes before the Shkia, and the rest of the Suda was at night, you didn't Mekayim made Mishta V'Simcha. So, you know, he's trying to understand where it came from, and that's where he's coming up with, but it still doesn't. Then he says something more interesting, very intriguing. He quotes the Eshkram Kagav, the Valen Suda's Mitzvah, Bishul Mitzvah Acheres, Kaparek Oso Vespino. There's a famous Mishnah, I might have once discussed it with you, in the Perek Oso Vespino. What's the Mishnah? We know there's a halacha. Also, the Esbino. Lo shishchotu biyom echad. Right? That you can't shecht the mother and the kid in the same day. Right? You can't shecht the mother and the kid in the same day. If you have a mother animal and a child animal, you're not allowed to shecht them on the same day. Right? It's a law in the Torah. So the problem is, what if you're a salesman and you sell animals? So say in the morning you sold the mother, and in the afternoon you're selling the kid. So you have no reason to assume that just because you sold it today that it's going to be shechted today, right? Right? Probably won't be shechted today. So you don't have to tell what. the buyer that you sold the mother early in the day. He goes, so what? Right? So what? But if Mishnah says, was it Pei Zion? We've done this. It's been in the packet. Pei Zion or something? You got to look up this Mishnah. I apologize for not putting it in the packet. But this is like one of my favorite Mishnahs. You know my favorite Mishnah? What? That's very good. Rav Shechter's father's doctorate. Those are Rav Shechter's father, Melech Shechter, who wrote a doctorate, are the differences between the Mishnayos and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. They're not so many. So that's why you have to close. Yeah. With a pay or a base. So that, is that in the Mishnah? Yeah, okay. So what did the Mishnah say? Yeah, four times during the year, four times, Moreno, that if you sell the mother, you have to tell when you're going to sell the kid, you're going to have to say that I sold the mother. Hey, Gimel Amin Aleph. Four times a year, that if you sold the mother in the morning, and then you sell the daughter later in the afternoon, you better tell the purchaser that you sold. Why? So you ready? So you tell me. Erev Pesach. Erev Shavuos. Erev Rosh Hashanah. And Erev Shmini Atzeres. Because these 4 days are Arab holidays. So if somebody's going to buy an animal for you in the morning, obviously they want it to check today to have meat for the holiday. So Arab Rosh Hashanah, and Arab Shmini Atzeres, and Arab Pesach, and Arab Shavuos. Four times, so what's the gotcha? What about Arab Sukkis? It's the busiest day in the year. That's what Tosis holds. The busiest day in the year is Arab Sukkis. You're busy with the sukkah and the lulav. So you're not going to have time to shecht on Arab Sukkis. So if you sold something in Arab Sukkis, you don't have to worry that they're going to shecht it today. I'll probably leave it over maybe the whole month or something like that. Arab Sukkis! Too busy. So you don't have to, if you sold the mother, you don't have to assume the Meshach for the day. Therefore, when you sell the kid later on in the day, you don't have to tell where you sold the mother. That's too busy. Four times. Akbar, Brokim, Rashad, Sarah, Baldia. Four times in the day you have to be Baldia. Erev Rosh Hashanah, Shmini Atzeres, and Shavuos.
Oh, yeah. Just a question on the Pesach. And then you have to show them inside.
Oh, so says the Truma Sadeshin. So what does this have to do with Tzuras Purim? So now look in the Truma Sadeshin. The Ashkechan, first word on the line is V'chashiv. V'chashiv. So in the middle of the line, V'ashkechan, ki agavne v'vatlin su des mitzvah b'shvil mitzvah sacheros. Paragosu v'esvino. First, the Tosus, amay l'chashiv ha tani yontav shal sukkos v'abar prokim v'shona shir gilim v'suda g'dolo v'lu v'chasim shim t'tridi v'mitzvah sukkah v'lu l'vosa erv yad v'lo hayu yugilim l'harbos v'suda. So he says, what do you see from there? That on sukkos, you didn't have the first night sukkahs, they didn't have such a big meal, right? Because they were too busy involved in the other mitzvahs. So you see a precedent that when you're involved in other mitzvahs, it's an excuse to have a minimal type of suda. You see from there that they were involved in so many mitzvahs, they have sukkahs, so that's why they didn't have such a, they didn't check. So they didn't have, obviously they didn't check. That means they're not going to have such a big meal on first night sukkahs. So see, that's the precedence for this idea that if you're busy, well, with all the mitzvahs of Purim, you have a minimal suda, a 5-minute suda. Because anything that you eat afterwards, really technically is not suda's Purim. I mean, it's still part of the suda, you can say al anisim, but it's not the yimei mishnah v'simcha. It's already, Purim is over. After the seisach hachavim, it's over. So that means you're eating suda Purim on the weekday. So what is that? So it means, so you were lucky, you got in 5 minutes at least. So he says, well, there's a precedent for that. It's not exactly the same. Because over there, you're eating a meal, you know, here, it's much worse. On Purim, you're not eating it shalom bezmano. At least on Sukkot, so you're not serving flesh the first night. Okay, well.
Maybe on Erev Sukkot, it's preparing against it, so busy.
Yeah, but they didn't have refrigeration and things, you know what I mean? You know, so like the assumption was it's going to be like you could tie into the, but the assumption is if you're not shechting on, like why do all these things you have to check on Erev? Why did they say prepare in advance? The answer is they do prepare in advance. If they checked in advance, it would be rotten by the time. Kirsch! Yeah, no interest in having rejoicing, but technically speaking, yeah,
everything seems to be very
the word is you have a chiyuv to eat a suda on Purim. So if you leave it for the last 5 minutes before Shkia, so you're not eating a suda on Purim. So the mice you ate, whatever you ate, so you ate. But so you ate a challah, so technically speaking, that was a suda, because a challah is suda.
Right.
But that's a very minimum suda. Right. I'm not saying you weren't yotzei, but I'm just saying, he's just saying, bringing a precedent to this. Where did this come about? In other words, this is like where did this come about, this idea that they start the suda so late? And so he came back, because they were treaty. And he says, the precedence for this idea is that Tosis in Chulin. Yeah.
But to say that they're not Yotze is a challenge, because they are Yotze.
No, to say, I didn't say you weren't Yotze, I'm just saying you're Yotze in a minimal way.
And also, the thing you are saying is together like that. I mean,
yeah.
Sure that you weren't so busy and you shouldn't be earlier.
Right.
Is the same thing by Shasha, just like 30 seconds before Shia washing?
Right. Who brought that up yesterday, Shabbos service? You did, Ben Goldstein. You know Ben Goldstein.
Yes,
yeah. Right. So. Unless you say that still say Sekhachovim is still. Why don't we have this inyan by Shalosh Shudas that there should be a hider to have this. You're saying it was discussed after Shabbos, so after Shabbos is still Shabbos. So there was we lechatchila eat a suit of his man to after Shabbos.
I'm shocked.
It's a dinner bread. It's a dinner owner Shabbos. So the owning is the whole meal. The owning is the whole meal. So it should make sure that it would make sense that the owning be on the Yikir's month.
When I was in Karim Yavna,
so we daven Shabbos morning, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Every Shabbos.
That was the late time. Sometimes during the year was 6:30, and sometimes 7. And we finished davening at place 9 o'clock. Then we would go to the Chadar Ochel and we'd wash to a milchik thing, you know, with, and that was our Suda Shnia. Then the Rosh Hashiva would give us here in Kirki Avos. We would learn a little Yiddish in Kirki Avos. Then we would daven Mincha. And then at 1 o'clock, we were eating Shalosh Shudas. So we were singing Mizmor LeDavid, and the sun was shining. I don't think they do that anymore, but that's the way you do it. And that's where, at the second meal, that's where the famous Karen Biyam, the chocolate spread. It's very famous. So Karen Biyam had this unique chocolate spread. That was served at that meal. They made it there in Karen Biyam. It's different than the chocolate spread you get at other places.
This is kind of
Yeah, okay, that requires a whole different share on that topic. The fact that you gave Shalach Manas for 3 hours during the day, and then you eat your Suda 5 minutes before Shkia, doesn't mean that you were participating in the Suda for 4 hours.
I mean,
so then at the end he says, so even though I'm Yashiv the Minim, But mikol makom, from both sides, ba'ani, my rebbeim and myself, akareim, that yin ikar asu the b'shachas. From dumish akein nodu the rayus. That the ikar suda should be in the morning. Even, we're not talking about a Friday here. He's saying an irregular. That the ikar suda should be in the morning. Makes sense?
Before Shabbat?
No,
it
doesn't be, no. You give, morning is the morning is still, you know, the morning. But I don't think it necessarily has to be in the morning. It means that you should, why is day? In other words, you should eat the Suda. If Purim is Yimei Mishka V'Simcha, then the Yimei Mishka V'Simcha should take place on Purim day. Doesn't mean you can't. Right, in other words, there's nothing wrong. I mean, if you want to have a 10-hour Suda, 5 hours are on Purim day and 5 hours are afterwards, I'm not recommending that, but from the ice, you had 5 hours of suit on Purim. So yeah, so that's what we discussed with Rabbi Berger, Rabbi Wilson. What's the Indian of Rome? I don't know if there's a chisaron if you have a 14-hour suda and 5 hours in the day and 9 hours at night. So you didn't have Rome suda. It means that the zman that should be you made submission of a simcha on that day, and it shouldn't be just that you're watching 5 minutes before the buzzer. Well, but a lot of times it's not in your control. That's the thing. A lot of times, but you know, at a regular, if it's not a Friday, a regular time, you know, which is now 6, whatever, 10, whatever it is. So even if you start 5 o'clock, you could have a nice amount before Shkia.
Before the Shkia starts about an hour.
So what do you have? An hour? In other words, something significant. There's no halakha l'moshe m'sinai of how many minutes it is. But it shouldn't be, in other words, he's miyashiv the minute. People were doing this, and of having, you know, 5 minutes before, and then, but that's, he's miyashiv the minute, but he doesn't really think it's the proper thing. If you look in the Mariel, I apologize for xeroxing from the old copy because the new copy in the library was missing. The Minhagim of the Mariel. Mariel was from where? Well, from Germany. Well, so he writes, Omar Mariel Sheminog Ostreich. By Austria, Shabbapurim Mispalim Minchigdola, they would daven Minchigdola, the Ochlim Sudat Purim Achachat Sosayom, the Ochlim Kohalaila, the Insodim Mikodim Hayol Hamshas Minchashas Shikrus, with Felix Shikr Taleba. In other words, the pshat is that we want you to be able to daven mincha, so daven mincha first. This way, you daven mincha, you're still, you know, sober. And then you have the suda. Chayn Rizim begins, Rene Nosson, Rene Lezer, Mishal Lom, which you must follow mincha, Mikar, V'arvis Achar Suda, V'chatzos Salami. And Marv, they would daven later. Yeah, Marv would daven later. And he quotes this from the Sefer HaMinhagim of Rav Isaac of Tirna. It's a very important Sefer. Sefer HaMinhagim. Right, so you shouldn't be. Why don't you say you have? There was the reason. We were saying that really maybe you should have it in the morning, the suda. So you're saying, okay, the morning. I don't think it's such a good idea because then. Right. So Rav Isaac of Tirna in the Sefer HaMinhagim on page 15. The mincha mispalim gamkein al anisim kadosh shalom. The chakach ochlim sudas purim. Maschilin the ochlim harov biyom. Kisus purim shochel balayla pil b'leil rishon lo yotza. Kei ma'ir svan kavachomer b'leil sheni. So you should eat most of it by yom. Vimashcha. So those are Belayla Tvei, Amos Kiran al Anisim Verkas Amazim. Right, so that's a big discussion. What if it was Nimshach until the night? So then Amos Kiran al Anisim Verkas Amazim. After Shkia or after Tseis. But then he says, "Aval noagim lahaskir nearly be'el medina shows imikir sudas poor machar mincha havikemo sudas gimel b'shabbos and skim shal shabbos kenhacha omer al anisim." Then he says, "Im chal purim b'yom shishi ochem sudas purim shachras lo be'erav achar mincha kim lahavsig be'erav shabbos b'mincha umarav b'mnei kvoch." Shabbos. So when Purim is on Friday, so he says he should have it in the morning.
What is he retract that on
his own? Yeah. First he said not like that, then he says to say. That was the first opinion that he says, right. Well, it's a whole discussion whether you follow Tchilas Suda or not. We normally hold you do follow Tchilas Suda. The Shalah HaKadosh. It says, "Riv Godol, I had a big fight. Hayali in Mixas Kihilos Bchutzlars." He said he had a lot of fight with certain shuls. Sheoklem Asuda Acham Mincha. Vagdezem Vadlim Atamid Ve'en Karim Lebeis Hakneses Latzvios Arbus. Yishtei Rosh, the two, in other words, they daven, they eat the Suda late, they have to mincha, late in the day. Two problems. Chad Levatal Tfilah B'tzibur. They're not going to come to Shul Amar if they're going to miss Tfilah B'tzibur. Chad Tazakal. Oh, Shtakrim Shokhin Tfilah Zarvis. Or that they're going to get drunk and not daven Mar. Yeah. He says, the minute on a regular day, they would, like the way shuls do today, they'd have a mincha right before Shkia and Marav right after Shkia. So he says that really he thinks he should. You have the Suda early in the day, finish by Mincha time, and then go to Shul and then be able to daven Mincha Mar. And this way you'll daven all the Tzvilas and you'll come to Shul. And then he writes, look on the second column, 3, 4, 5. Chen Kosov Maral Iserlan. The Truma Sadeshim, what we just read. Shehuva Rabosov Nogu B'chol Hashonim Iker Sudas Shachris. The time in Stabahu, Darzu Asuda, he connected Sudas Esther. Shasa Al-Amelach. Vada Hesan Suda Beisha Darkum Shomlochim Lechol. He says it's Mestaber that the Suda of Esther was in the morning. Because that's when the Melachim normally ate in the morning. And that was the suit that Haman was hung on. The sim of Ayushbos Amon Mimacharos. So literally that means that the mon stopped falling on the day after Pesach. But the Derech HaDrush, they say Vayushbos Haman, but not the mon, but Haman was killed Mimacharos, the day after Pesach. Well, that was the day of the Sudas Esther. That's why it's a minig of this. On the second day, I wrote an article, and this is going to come out soon. On the second day of Pesach, you do something Zecher L'Sudas Haman. You serve an extra canadal or something. So he, the Shalom, also likes this idea. Oh. So far, we've seen two approaches. One approach is to do it in the morning. That was the opinion of the Shalom, the Chumash Sedeshin. And then the other approach is what the minhag that the Chumash Sedeshin was defending, that they do it right at the end of the day. Yeah, Yaakov?
We said
in other words, rely on the Trumas. So rely on the Trumas Hadeshan.
Trumas Hadeshan would have suggested that.
Yeah, maybe the Trumas Hadeshan would have suggested that. That's an Igloisha thing, he said. In other words, in other words, yeah, that's the question, whether the issue, whether it's a tardi v'sashi to daven Maariv and then he's to do this Purim, it's a little, it's an Iluy Shachap, you're saying. But I don't know if we would necessarily recommend it, but they're very sharp. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Sudas Purim Tosav Balai on page 18. Sudas Purim Tosav Balai Lo Yotzi Dechovaso. Says Ramah Hagol Mikol Mokom Gam Balai Lo Yismach V'Yerber Tzas Kesuda. But still, you should have a little Tzas Suda Balaila. And we saw that the Rav Yos says that we need the real chiyuv to have Balaila. No. Right. The Ramah says, take a look at the Ramah. Ramchaber said, basis chay vinish lebesum puray adlo yada. So then, Hagol Yesh Omim Dein Tzarech Yishtaker Kol Kachal Yishte Yotzer Min Limudo. Right? That's the famous Ramah that you don't got to get drunk. You just drink a little bit more than normal. The Yishan. And Rav Shechta holds that the Yishan doesn't mean you have to sleep on Purim. You sleep after Purim. Yeah, right. So Shiyoshin Yodeh Benor Harman Labarach Mordechai. Then the next line, first word on the line is Tav Kuf Samaches. Yesh Nogu Lubosh Big Day Shabbos V'Yontif before. This I mentioned that if you can, it's good to wear your Big Day Shabbos on Purim. If you can, if you have it available. I'm not saying you have to schlep home and get sued if you don't have it here. But if you have it, it's definitely a nice thing to wear Big Day Shabbos on Purim. Chay Nogim. The Nogim Lasa Sudas Purim La'achar Mincha. Right, so the minute he quotes a minute that the Rav Isaac of Tirna, that they would daven mincha first, so this way you know, not drunk from mincha, and then they would an arvis you would daven afterwards. After arvis is followed by lailam, followed mincha tchila, for him God over. Rav Suda tzarech leos b'yom. Rav Suda should be b'yom, like Rav Isaac of Tirna. The lokavol shenogu lahaskel somuch le'erev. But not like people who are doing it 5 minutes before. Then he says, "Ukshachal Purim biyom shishi, yasu hasuda b'shachris, mishum kavod Shabbos." So Allah says that on Friday you should do it in the morning. Umisha wrote to Lasosa Tomid Bishakras, if you always want to do it in the morning, that's also good. Or Shus Biyagam. Now, we'll discuss shortly, we're going to discuss what is this man. Why do you have to do the Sudas Purim in the morning? Where does that come from? So, and then the Magen Avraham and Hey says, "How long do you also to b'shachris?" The reason why most people don't do the suda in the morning is mishum shetrudim mishloach manos, like we saw in the. And then Kevesh comes up, and then he quotes that same Tosis and Chulin. Kevesh comes up perkei the Chulin. Shalom yomarim sudas yontav rishon shal sukkas mivdei shetrudim b'sukkah ululav, and that's what the Truma Sadeshin quoted. Okay. Now, okay. Now, what you have to understand, Rav Osai. Yeah. Okay. So basically, we discussed the three possibilities: either to have the suit in the morning, or to have the suda after mincha, or to have the suda right before shkia. And so shachris for sure you yotze. The only concern is that you might be drunk when it's mincha time. And so different considerations. Yeah. Albert. Now, the question that has to be raised now, the Vilna Gaon, let me just show you what the Vilna Gaon did. What did the Vilna Gaon do? Page 21. Says the Vilna Gaon, in the Mike Sarav, Sugas Purim Ikra Bayom. Okay, and Nochon Chavin, what says the Sugas Chakras? Right? In other words, you should have kavana, even if that's not the official suda. In other words, there's going to be a big family gathering, say later in the day, and they're going to do it 5 minutes before shkia. So what you should do is, in the morning, you know, wash and eat bread. So that, and you have kavana, that'll be your suda. So you can be yotze with that. And this way, that whole thing is bayom. Who's al also suda of the mishnah v'simcha kula bayom? The grod did the whole suda bayom. U'kshehechshich, and when it got dark, his pala ma'ir techazer lili mudo. That's why he was the god. When did he daven mincha?
How did he daven mar?
I don't know, how much did the grod drink?
Also, was it?
No, not apparently not too much. Chazal lo limudo. The Gra learned a lot, you know.
So when did he start? In the morning?
Yeah, so that's what I thought originally. That he, but it doesn't necessarily say that. He just says, "Who's also sudos to b'mishnas kula b'yom." No, but in other words, I thought originally what the Gra meant is that he like started in the morning and he went the whole day with the Suda. It's not established that that's the pshat. I think first the point he's saying is that if you could have a meal in the morning, so have kavana that, you know, at least you know through that. That's what you save. So even though you end up eating later, it might be a little late, so at least he had saved that he ate it in the day. And then he says he himself ate the whole thing in the day. But see, if you say he started in the morning, then you'll have to assume that he was at the Suda for 8 hours. Some summer that he took 8 hours for the Suda.
He ate the whole thing. He ate the whole thing.
He, right. But he probably started you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, or 5, you know, so he had the Suda for 2 hours and then he got an arm, and then what did I say?
Well,
here's the thing. The other possibility you're saying is maybe he started at 9 o'clock in the morning or something? Maybe he was talking. Yeah, the girl was. Yeah, yeah, he probably wasn't. But only good, it was before Shlomo Kalman, you know, like, what did he sing?
He never went to the
Shlomo Kalman. Well, the girl sang?
How do you know
what the girl was like?
No.
Right. Yeah, a lot of that he's saying. I don't know where the pink his nose is from. Love that girl that he's saying. I don't know, the girl was a different. I mean, you didn't have time to say hello to his sister, right?
You didn't have time to wash. And then sometimes bread, he's still good bread and water. He would have to watch and he just
made
it so he was almost
easy.
Really?
That's what I heard.
I mean, like, it's hard to eat bread and
his girl was not a regular situation. Yeah, the girl was not the regular. They still have his house there, though. No? Anyway, you at the girl's house? No, they still have the structure of his house in Vilna?
I'm sure it's a
retirement. He's he spent his whole life learning and the whole day. I don't think he grew up gave shiurim. Did he? I don't know. I have to look in the biography, the 3-volume very good biography of Dov Eliyahu. But Hasidim don't like because it discusses with that he didn't like Hasidim. Yeah, but the Hasidim were very upset that they. Right, in the end, I mean, the Hasidim won. Hasidim won in the end. I don't know what Yiddishkeit would be today if there wouldn't be Hasidim.
Ron Conway is a Hasid change.
Right, it could be they would have kept the Hasidim in line.
Yes,
so they're thankful for the Gaon. They're thankful for the Gaon. Yeah. Now there's a sefer you should be aware of called Leket Yosher from page 22. Leket Yosher is a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim. It says, "Achol Sudas Purim Bayom Uvarach Birkas Hamazon Umispal Milcha Basara." Aval ein minig Osrach Umispal Arvitz Basar Beform Yosher Bayom Lusud Acheres. They had two sudas, one in the morning, and then one in later in the afternoon. Yeah, there's two sudas in the day. Yeah, this is just a minute. Maybe he ate in, like what the girl was saying, just to make sure that it was cool of Bayom, so he had a. Rav Tzadok HaKohen in the Machshavas Chorus. Just before we get to the Friday discussion, which is the next discussion, just a couple of points on Pi Hashkafa. You see, so halachically speaking, this notion of doing it at night first has really no mocker in halacha. I mean, the strict halachist, the Vilna Gaon, you know, he ate the whole thing. That makes the most sense, because if it's a day, it didn't. He made Mishnah B'Simchas Purim, so you do the whole thing on the day of Purim, right? And that's what the Vilna Gaon did, and that's what the Trumas Hadeshin says he recommends, right? To eat, but yet the minute that that the Trumas Hadeshin quotes, the people started very late and eating into the night, and he said for a technicality, but obviously the Svarim like to find on Piderach Chasidus and Hamusar and Hamachshava ideas of this notion of starting a day and mamshich into the night, what it represents. So Rav Tzadok in the Machshavas Chorus on page 23, Kiyadu the Chol Kedushas Hazmanim. Even though his special zman, special kedusha, that a person is able to take the kedusha of the day and mamshich it to the rest of the week. What's the idea of isruchag? Isruchag is we want to take the kedusha of the yontif, and we want to be, so we treat isruchag special like a mini yontif, as if to schlep the kedusha that we got from the yontif to the rest of the year. That's the same idea of Sudas Malav Malka. Moshe Shabbos, which goes away on the aura. Chaim bePurim, Mamshichim making a suda b'layla. Shu Motzai Purim, Shabbosem Mamshichim is galus kedusha zuda Purim. The Shai Moshe Hashanah Gam Kain, and that's the idea of why we're Mamshich Purim b'layla. In other words, it's not just a technicality. In other words, he's saying even if you would be didn't have any problems of Shalach Manas. All the Shalach Manas would have been finished by 10 in the morning. Still, it would be an Indian to be Mamshech the Sudas Purim to Delilah. To represent the idea of what? The Mamshech the Kedusha. Mel Yisku Gamke Mamshech al Sharyon. As Niska Limits of Gulum Nisan Asidim Lugoil, and that's what the Rav Tzadok says. Yeah. Oh, so maybe that's an idea of why we're going to see. We haven't discussed Friday yet, really. Very briefly. And the idea that some people are Horus Mapu Makadish, and whether that's a Din Lachatkhila or not. But maybe that's why people do it. Why do some people dafka have Sudas Purim into the night? Because Rav Tzadok explains this is so that you're always an inyan to be mamshich kedusha. Like that's why maybe why we have shal shudas like that. Dafka to be mamshich the kedusha of Shabbos to the rest of the week. And that's why even on Friday we'll see there are certain opinions that say that dafka you should what? You should be paras mapo makadish, meaning you should eat your sudas Purim into Shabbos, and then once Shabbos comes, you stop and make kiddush. Why do you do that? Because you don't want to forfeit this notion of that there's a dafka and inyan to be mamshik into the night. I'll be derech ha-machshava. Okay, so I have a whole packet on my first Mapa Makadish. Let's step at a time. Then, in the Sefer Pardes Eliezer, thank you. it quotes other reasons. It's a kolal domestic Eliezer in Eretz Yisrael came out with every yontif they have one or two volumes on the yontif discussing various minhagim of that yontif and what it's all about, and al pi chasidus and al pi halacha. It's a very good svarim. You go with the Beagle Eyes and the Eichel or whatever. It's excellent, excellent set of svarim. So he wants kind of. Leos call Yisrael b'simcha achas. Whereas on one hand, the people are b'kayim purim and tezvot, and other people are b'kayim and yudalim. So we want to have one zman that everyone's rejoicing together. And after we mamshich tzulis purim of yudalim, so it should be in yom tezvot that all call Yisrael is doing the same thing together. Yeah, right, correct. So that's what he writes here. He quotes from the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer on page 25. It says, Hayotzei mizeh, mitzara svara, hayalios kol Yisrael shovim, echad haprozim vechad hamukafim, kimo b'chol hamitzus. So it shouldn't be a total period between the people who do it on the 14th and people who do it on the 15th. So it shouldn't be a total period between the people who do it on the 14th and people who do it on the 15th. Okay, Minog Lahaskala Sudaka. Don't mess like what the Gemara says in Shabbos. Lo yimish omer anan yomam amur eish laila. Lamed sha'onam haman. The onan was in the daytime, and the eish was v'laila, but there was an overlap time. Right? We discussed. Lamed sha'omer anan mashlem amur eish. Amur eish mashlem amur anan. Kach yavo hamukafim v'yismichu k'tzas bo shaparazim smekim. Avo bichel mukafim sudas laila yotzu. Klamokam chibur yochlem kazol kiman dem mifrasi suka sholom tzosim. I mean, it's America.
To get the top subject. He's got a whole point of separation with another before. That's why the food is not kind of
blessing.
That the whole point of 2 days is that there shouldn't be a whole lot of national plan to the third. That when one's being masculine.
Oh, yeah, who says this?
Samson.
Where was this brought down? You didn't hear this from me.
No.
No.
Nothing of real, sir.
Oh, what?
Nothing of real.
Nothing of real, brother? No. Interesting. And then he quotes from Mavaron of Bells on page, on the left side of page 25. Otam Hogan Alamina Gomar Abakada Javar Mimbels, these of you shall me. Mukafim Karim Batezvav Mishum Kvoda Shal Yushalayim. Right, the idea of Mukafim is Kvod Shal Yushalayim that we read on Tezvav. Nimsa Shushim Purim Rome is a loss in love. So Shushim Purim has a remiss to loss in love, Aziya Kvod Shal Yushalayim Bishlamus. He says she may put him low. This tall him low. The other is not a tall. He put him low. He is a mullet. Okay, and also, yeah, called the Shlemus. Be more of a, and Tezvav is representing Yerushalayim, which is the Yer Mukav Choma. So Mamshich Tzuda Alayla Kaz Haisi Yotzer Mchias Amalek, because that's the Bin Yerushalayim, and Bin Yerushalayim comes from Mchias Amalek. So everyone has to be part of that Shleimus of Yerushalayim. Okay. Now we're ready to begin the discussion of Friday. What do you do on Friday? Okay. Now, Friday, we have a unique situation. The question is like this. What is the halacha on a regular Friday? Is one allowed to eat a meal on a regular Friday? Yeah, there are two types of meals. You have to pardon me that I didn't Xerox the Gemara and Gittin Lam Ches. But the reason. Okay. Yeah, I feel that I didn't do it. I feel remiss not doing it. But my Limut Chus was that the Magen Mishnah quoted it, and it's the Magen Mishnah's in the packet here. What page? 29? 28? So I think it's also good sometimes to let you go to the shelf and have to look something else. So sometimes you have to leave something out. I don't want to spoil you guys. Okay, look in Gittin. Gittin Parakah Shalayach. You see on by the Magen Mishnah left side? Kaplan Chesem Beis. Shtei Mishpachos Hoyu B'Yerushalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas Kovas Udos Be'er Shabbos. One used to make a Suda on Friday. Va'achas B'Shabbos. Perish Bizman Beis HaMikdash Ushteihem Nekru. There were two families in Yerushalayim. One would make a party, a Suda on Friday.
Everyone would make a party on Friday. And one would make a party on Shabbos. And they were both destroyed to do it.
What's so bad? What did they do wrong? Let's see more. Kosher on the first result. After he should move the left of the text, if he will have to, the Mexican result of the Shabbos. But one possibility is that to do it on a regular basis is not, you know, an Arab Shabbos is not permissible. Then he says, "Near Loshon Rabbeinu Shesudu Mishnah She'enu Noeg B'Mosachol Osel Asotu Be'er Shabbos." But you eat lunch every day, so you can eat lunch on Friday also. But the Isser of Friday, there's two Isser. There could be a halacha of not eating later in the day. We'll discuss that. I don't know. We'll probably discuss that tomorrow. But there is an Indian, a Suda, which is called a Suda She'enu Noeg. Take for example, you want to make a go-away party for someone. So you don't make a go-away party every day, right? You want to make a special banquet for something, right? That's called Suda She'ein Regila. It's not like lunch that you eat every day. It's a Suda She'ein Regila. So a Suda She'ein Regila, to make that on Friday is possible. And that Isser is the whole day on Friday, even in the morning. Even 9 o'clock in the morning. To make a Suda She'ein Regila is awesome. So near Lomashul says, the Suda Mishnah She'ein Noeg B'Mosachol also Lassos B'Hav Shad B'Chol Hayom B'Chol HaYisr. So here can you remember to get the level which does block the Suda Apil Suda Shad B'Chol Hayom B'Chol HaYisr. Yeah. So that's this Gemara. And the other problem thing about it is that they used to make the Suda on Shabbos during the rabbi's class. And people didn't come to the. Okay? So that was the other. But this is the concept of a Suda She'en Regila. So, Pipashtus, Suda's Purim is a Suda She'en Regila, right? Well, you don't always have a Suda's Purim. But here we have no choice. So the question was that, you know, is it the Chachamim are commanding us to make the Suda? So we have no choice. So the question is, but once we have to make it, when should we make it? Yes?
It's like a dress, you know?
Right, like a bris. If a bris comes out, it comes out. What can you do?
Yeah.
Right.
Is it even the other situation, or, you know?
No, so obviously, we have to meet
if the kutu happens on the main thing, you make the bris. The question is, since anyway, it's really also to the same deal. Except here, we have a special head there, like Rabbi Berg was saying, the question is, maybe we should try to do it on the early side. I mean, the early you do it, the better it is, because.
Wait, why?
But really, this should be also a plan. Just here, obviously, the problem of lifting is. So the question is, how much did they lift this? Did they lift? I mean, because, in other words, I'm not just for to make a go, if you kind of make a going away party to somebody, an anniversary, and say you want to take someone out for their 50th anniversary and make a whole party, and yeah, it's in the summer months, so you want to schedule it for Friday, and yeah, I mean, it's Friday, a long day, so you can have 3 hours, you can have a party from 12 to 3, and still the 4 hours of Shabbos, right? So to go and rent the thing and make a whole big gathering on a Friday for something that you don't have to do today, that's an isogomer. That's not an isogomer. That's why these families are destroyed, because they did that. Now, the other family is destroyed because they made the during the rabbi's chair. So those are the two families that were. But that's a separate halacha, and that has nothing to do with the issue of appetite. In other words, we'll see there's another issue that we'll probably get to tomorrow about appetite, right? That we want you to have an appetite for the Suda. That's a different issue. So there's two issues here. There's the issue of Suda Shein Negila. It's not covered Shabbos. Even 9 o'clock in the morning, it's just not covered for Shabbos to have a Suda Shein Negila on any time of Friday. So if you're going to make a big party, you know, again, lunch, you eat lunch every day. That's fine. Breakfast, you eat breakfast every day. You can eat that on Friday also. But something that's ain regila, that's not permissible, and that's why these families got, one of these families got destroyed.
Yeah, is review on the set that we know we're doing this every year.
Yeah.
It's not review on the set, but not on Friday.
No, review means you do every day. Review means you do every day. In other words, no one can tell you you can't eat lunch. You can't eat
lunch. How about having a Chris? Someone needs to eat Chris on Friday.
So you can make it.
Why?
Because that's the obviously, since it came out this day. So, but the answer is, this is the Zman. Right, but if Yontif comes out on Friday, you also have a Suda. But to make a Suda Shein Regila, that you can make a different day, and you just chose that Friday is a nice day, people are off, or they're not off, whatever reason, you made it on Friday. You know, people are very mezalzo. And then I'll mention the other thing from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think we mentioned in the past. People don't Lubavitcher Rebbe was,
surgery.
Yeah, to have elective surgery on Friday. Right, it's also problematic. If people do it, and I'm not going to make fusses about it, but.
That's a Friday.
Yeah, that's not only Friday, that's right. That's
the
three days before. So if you're going to get your wisdom teeth pulled or something else, that's not in the life and death situation. Elective surgery, you should always have elective surgery done in the beginning of the week. So the question is, what's the beginning? You have to do 3 days before. So the question is what clock is whether it means Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are the 3 days, or Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So it's not for me whether you can do it on Wednesday, and that's why you have to do it that way. So Kulei Alma, if you do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is about focus, and Thursday, Friday. 3 days, we'll see. That's the dinner when you go on a boat trip. You have to go 3 days before Shabbos. So this way, you're used to it already, and you won't get the nauseous on Shabbos. So you have a battle on Shabbos. So when you get your wisdom teeth pulled out, there's a lot of pain involved. You know, you have different surgeries. Surgery can be very painful.
So, but hopefully within after 3 days, already it's much less. You're used to it.
Isn't it
much
every day, like you have from around Robin, like
you say, it's yeah. But so that's a din in general, Gabe, in order to preserve Onik Shabbos, if you need to have wisdom teeth or you need some other surgery that's not a life and death, that doesn't have to be specifically today or tomorrow or whatever, it just has to be done, a procedure that just has to be done, then you shouldn't have it done before Shabbos. That's Lubavitcher sure Rebbe's Tshuva. And then now we're learning another halacha, that to have a Suda Shein Ergil on Friday is also Akidei Kach, that the Mishpachas were Nekru. It's not a small thing.
But Rabbi, wouldn't someone
Zilzel, you know, the Rav Soloveitchik said, in America, we save Shabbos, but we didn't save Arab Shabbos. Because people now are keeping Shabbos, but they're still not doing keeping Arab Shabbos. So Arab Shabbos has halachas too. You know, if they're not traveling far distances, they might get caught in, you know, this was the whole thing that happened in Lakewood a year or two ago. There's the bus. The bus came in late, and, you know, whatever. Things, you know, especially when you're traveling. You know, I was traveling with one of my Talmidim, traveling with Ben Skydell and for an offer up in Boston. So we made sure, I said we have to leave like 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, because I made it was Taka, you know, it was several years ago, Toby Cram's offer. And, so we got there 3 hours, you know. So we got there, you know. I speak to Ben about it, I'm telling you. You know, we got there, you know. I didn't want to pull in, you know, 5 minutes before the Shkia. And yeah, like whenever you're traveling on Fridays, you gotta travel early. You know, you always have to assume that something, you know, give yourself double the time. You know, especially in the winter, now Baruch Hashem is getting longer, but in the winter months, you know, short Shabbos, you know, you put yourself into a situation of cold Shabbos. You know, it's not good. Go early and go like a mensch. So you don't have to dry, you don't have to worry, you don't have to, you can go with like a mensch. Yeah.
We're already being told that this call is also before pseudo mishka that our Shabbos because it has to be done, like a pseudo or a pseudo spritz. We're already being told for the call. Why do we have to worry about what time of the day?
Oh, so that's the question. So once already we're making this suda. Now, do we? Which anyway is also anyway, but yet we have a head there. So now, what are the time constraints? That's the question. Now, what are the time constraints? Well, that's the question. Or do we still say, like we're referring to them, do we still say that, okay, we're doken because we have to do it, but we still should try to do it in the way that's still the utmost cover to Shabbos that we could afford Shabbos? Right, yeah. But it doesn't mean that what they're doing it so Shabbos goes down the drain. No, still maintain Shabbos in the best way possible. Yeah. A chola? What?
Why not keep coming to Shabbos for the 2-year-old baby?
It's 2 months.
Some of those people say everyone say.
I don't think there's anyone who would say this halakha that if he's ready to get the bris on Friday, that you wait till Sunday. I don't think anyone would ever say such a thing because even besides reasons, it could be that as soon as he's healthy, then there's a chiyuv every second to give him the bris. So you can't just push off a bris. The Shabbos, special Zeres HaKotzer, that only Mila B'Zvah is not for Shabbos, and not Mila Shalom B'Zvah. But if it's not Shabbos, a Friday, you're not going to say that it's elective surgery for the kid, and that's that. It's a Chol Gomer. I'm talking about it's elective surgery. Somebody has, some procedure that has to be done, but it can be done this week. It has to be done, because if you don't do it, but it doesn't have to be done today. It can be done in a week. It can be done 3 weeks, it can be done in a month, whatever. So then don't pick Okay, Rabbi Say, tomorrow we'll discuss, so what time is the time to do it on Erev Shabbos?